After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, "This is the cup. This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me."
Saizozo akati vapedza kurayira akatora mukombe akati mukombe uyu ndiyo sungano itswa muropa rangu itai izvi nguva dzose kana muchinwa muchindirangarira.
For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come.
Nekuti nguva dzose kana muchidya chingwa ichi kana kunwa mukombe uyu munoparidza rufu rwaShe kusvikira achiuya.
Wherefore whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord.
Naizvozvo mumwe nemumwe unodya chingwa ichi kana kunwa mukombe waShe nemuto usina kufanira uchava nemhosva yomuviri noropa raShe.
But let a man examine himself, so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup.
Zvino munhu ngaazviidze kuti adye chingwa ichi achidaro nokunwa mukombe uyu.
For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body.
Nokuti unodya nokunwa asingazvinatsi asinganatsi kunzwisisa muviri waShe unozvidyira nokuzvinwira kurohwa.
For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep.
Nemhaka iyi vazhinji varipo pakati penyu vasina simba vanorwara vazhinji vavete.
For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world.
Nokuti dai tichizvidza isu timene hataizorohwa zvino kana tichitongwa tinorangwa naShe kuti tirege kutongerwa kurashwa pamwe chete nenyika.
Wherefore my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another.
Naizvozvo hama dzangu kana muchiunganira pakudya miriranai.
And if any man hunger, let him eat at home, that you come not together unto condemnation. And the rest will I set in order when I come.
Kana munhu ane nzara ngaadye kumba kwake kuti murege kuunganira kutongwa. Zvimwe zvakasara ndichagadzirisa kana ndichazosvika.
Ishe varopafadze kuverengwa kushoko ramanheru anhasi.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word tonight.
We may take our seats.
Tigare zvedu pasi.
Amen. Being communion night tonight.
Uri usiku wechirayiro huno.
Amen. Just going to say a few words.
Changotaura mashoko mashoma.
I'm taking my message just from the message communion which was preached by the prophet in 1965.
Mashoko angu bva kumaridzo yakaparidzwa neprofet inonzi chirayiro ya 1965.
This is the last message that the prophet ever preached.
Ndiyo maridzo yekupedzisira yakaparidzwa nemuprofita.
Just like the Lord Jesus Christ, the last message that he ever preached, it was on communion.
Saiyosewo Jesu Kristu maridzo yekupedzisira yavakaparidza yaivo yechirayiro.
So it's Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever.
Saka ndi Jesu Kristu mumwe chete wazuro nanhasi nekusingaperi.
Amen. Who has been made manifest in the day that we are living in.
Akaratidzwa muzuva ratiri kurarama isu.
And the prophet says on paragraph 9 of the same book.
Profita vanotaura vachiti muparagraph 9 mubhuku iri.
65:12. Amen. He says, now we are fixing to observe something here that's really sacred.
Zvino pano tida kuti tichipinda mukuita chimwe chinhu chakanyanya kuyereswa.
Amen. I'd forgotten, if there are any visitors in our midst, you are very, very welcome.
Ndakanganwa kana paine vainzi pakati pedu tinokugamuchirai.
Feel free.
Sunungukai.
Amen. This is the house of liberty and freedom.
Ino imba yerusununguko nekusununguka.
Amen. So tonight is a communion night.
Manheru ano tine chirayiro.
Maybe at your church you do things differently from what we do here.
Pamwe kuchurch kwenyu munoita kaitiro kakasiyana nekaitiro katinoita pano.
But here what we are trying to do is to express everything out of the scriptures.
Zvatiri kungoedza kuda kuita pano kungoita zvinhu zvese tichingozviita tichitora kubva mumakwaro.
Because through the affliction of time,
nekuti mukufamba kwenguva,
certain things and certain truths have been lost.
Zvimwe zvinhu nechimwe chokwadi zvakaraswa.
People have injected their own imaginations and other things in there.
Vanhu vakaisa pfungwa dzavo nezvimwe zvinhu zvavo mukati mazvo.
Few people took the traditions of men to become the very doctrine of God.
Kusvikira vanhu vakatora tsika dzevanhu vakadziita kunge ndiyo dzidziso yaMwari.
But remember, the zeal of men can never work out the righteousness of God.
Asi rangarirai kuti shungu dzemunhu hadzikwanise kubuditsa.
This is why everything that you must do, it must be according to the word.
Saka rangarirai chese chaunoda kuita ngachive maringe neshoko raMwari.
Prophet says, if you want a church, you must start with the word.
Profita anokaida kereke tanga neshoko.
And we tell tell our young people that if you want a home, start with the word.
Amen.
Amen. Just pray that the Lord will give me grace tonight. I don't want to get into the temptation of preaching. Amen. But we just want to talk about the communion. Just repeating those things that the prophet has said already. Amen. Paul says here, as we were reading, in verse 32, he says, the rest I will set in order. Meaning, as he was speaking about communion, he was setting it in order. Hallelujah. We
Amen.
Know Moses in the first Exodus, he set it in order. Exodus chapter 12, according to the commandment and the word of the Lord, Moses set the first communion in order.
Moses mwekisode yekutanga zvichienderana nekurayira kwangaita namwari akaronga kubuda nekuchirayiro chavo sezvanzvataura namwari.
Paul in the second Exodus set it in order.
Paulo mwekisode yechipiri akaisa hurongwa.
And Brother Branham in the third Exodus has set again the communion in order.
Brother Branham mwekisode yechitatu vakaisa zvakare chirayiro hurongwa hwacho.
Because in Matthew chapter 17 Jesus Christ himself said, truly Elijah shall come and restore all things.
Matthew chapter 17, Jesus Christ vakataura kuti mazviro kwazvo Eliya achauya odzoreredza zvinhu zvose.
Amen.
Amen.
So Paul Brother Branham says in paragraph 13, I said exactly right. It's true. But we read here that Paul taught taking the literal Lord's Supper.
Paul aidzidzisa kutotora kutodya chaiko chirayiro.
This do in remembrance of me, said Jesus, as oft as you take it in remembrance of me, you show forth the Lord's death till he come. So we are actually supposed to take it. Literally. Amen.
Amen.
We don't take bakers in bread.
Atitore chingwa chekwa bakers in.
Neither do we take a raspberry because it looks red.
Kana kutora raspberry nekuti itsuku.
Or any other substance.
Kana chimwe chipi zvacho chinonwiwa.
The Lord took bread.
Ishe vakatotora chingwa.
The Lord took wine.
Ishe vakatonwa wine.
And that is the scripture.
Ndiwo magwaro.
And that is exactly just what we do.
Ndizvo chaizvo zvatinongotevedzera.
And tonight, that's exactly what we are going to do.
Madekwana ano ndizvo chaizvo zvatichaita.
We are going to take literal wine.
Tichanyatso kunwa wine chaiyo.
Amen. Which if you take in excess,
yokuti ukatonwa yakawandisa,
you will get drunk.
Unotonyatsodhakwa chaizvo.
And this is why Paul had to set things in order.
Ndicho chikonzero Paulo akafana kuisa zvinhu murongwa.
Because in Acts chapter 2,
nekuti una Acts chapter 2,
you find when after the Lord's departure,
mushure mekunge ishe vaenda,
they started breaking bread, moving from house to house, having communion.
Vakatanga kumedura chingwa, vachifamba kubva muimba neimwe imba vachiita chirayiro.
But people eventually started to misunderstand the meaning of communion.
Asi pakufamba kongwana vanga vasanzwisise kukosha kwechirayiro.
Until they were getting drunk at the Lord's table.
Kusvikira vanhu vanga vakutodhakwa pakutora chirayiro.
And Paul had to set things in order.
Paulo ndatirega ndichiisa zvinhu murongwa.
And this is why the last day messenger,
ndosaka nhume yemazuva ekupedzisira,
because men had injected these doctrines and dogmas.
Nekuti vanhu vakanga vaisa dzidziso dzavo nevanhu vakungotevedzera vasina ise mubvunzo.
Amen. You know, bringing round wafers and
vakunza mawafa around.
And you find there's only one man who drinks the wine and only one person who eats the bread. You know, such kind of doctrines and teachings coming into the church. But Elijah shall restore all things. And we thank God that he sent Brother Branham in this age. Our eyes have been opened by revelation. And we know what this we are supposed to be doing. Amen.
Amen.
So, as long as you do your things the way you do it, you don't go wrong. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The prophet says you get in trouble. Many a times.
Because
we don't do things the word way.
Hallelujah.
This is why we are striving by all
means
to follow the revealed word of the hour.
Because
it's a vindicated message.
And
then when we, as long as we do follow,
kana tichingoitevera,
we don't go wrong.
Atimbofata kakanganisa.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we actually literally take bread and literally drink wine.
Tinonyatso kudya chingwa chaicho nekunwa wine chaiyo.
But of course we take a little bit of it.
Zviri pachena hazvo kuti tinongonwa zvishoma.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But when we get into the millennium,
asi patichaenda kumillennium,
don't you worry.
Haikona kunetsekana.
We'll be drinking wine.
Michange mchinwa wine.
We'll be growing our own vineyards.
Tinenge tichitori mizambiringa yedu teka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even the Lord himself says, I will not drink of with you again the blood of this vine until I get into my kingdom.
Ishe pacha vakataura kuti handisi kuzonwa nemi zvakari muto mizambiringa yekusvika tasvika muhumambo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you know, like one brother used to love that part very much. He said, no, brother, when I get it, when I get there, I'll be drinking a lot of wine. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. So Moses set it in order.
Moses akaisa urongwa.
Paul set it in order.
Paulo akaisa urongwa.
And the prophet Brother Branham in this age has set it again in order.
Profeta wedu echizvarwa Brother Branham akaisa urongwa.
And that is exactly what we are going to do tonight.
Izvo chaizvo zvatinyanya zvoita madekwana ano.
Amen. Paragraph 17 he says.
Paragraph 17 vanoti.
Now we only have three physical divine orders left to us.
Tine zvitevedzwa zvitatu zvitsvene zvatinotevedza zvakatakasirwa.
One of them is communion.
Chime chazvo chirairo.
Feet washing.
Kugeza tsoka.
Water baptism.
Nekubhabhatidzwa
mumvura. That's the only three things.
Ndizvo zvinhu zvega zvitatu.
That's the perfection.
Ndiko kukwaniswa.
Of the three, see?
Kwehutatu.
And that's the only three orders we have.
Ndo zvirango zvitatu zvega zvatinazvo.
We realize that was the issue given by St. Paul in the New Testament.
Paragraph 25, he
says the same thing. You see, there are three things that we must do as symbols.
Paragraph 25,
the Lord's Supper,
chirairo chashe,
feet washing,
kugeza na tsoka,
water baptism.
Nekubhabhatidzwa mumvura.
I'm glad these things are not foreign to us. And it's things that are commonly believed amongst us. And we believe it is the word of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And as long as it is the order of God, that is exactly what we will follow. Amen. You know baptism.
Munozaru babatizo.
You must be literally baptized the scriptural way.
Unofanha kunyatso kunyudzwa mumvura chaizvo nenzira yeshoko.
You know, with these three orders, you have to literally take them.
Munozane zvirango zvitatu izvi. Unofanha kunyatso kuzviita chaizvo.
God ordained them.
Mwari ndo vakazvigadza.
But we have to literally partake of them.
Unofanha kunyatso kuzviita chaizvo.
Just like baptism.
Seru babatizo.
What a baptism, we have to go straight into the water. And we thank God that Brother Branham, again, our prophet in this age, has set the correct baptism in order. As Paul also set it in the New Testament. When he came in Acts chapter 19 to a group in Ephesus,
he asked
them, how were you baptized?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And the people were rebaptized correctly. These are symbols. Just like baptism. But baptism going into the water, that does not save you. You can go there in as a dry sinner and just cover up.
Wongo Buddha,
a wet sinner.
Mutazi akatota.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it is just a symbol. Where you are identifying yourself with the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ in the newness of life. He went down into the grave in a corruptible body.
But
he rose up
as akamuka
in a different body altogether.
Wakatosiana.
So you are testifying
saka uri kupupura iwe
before a witness in the company of people.
Pamberi pebokare vanhu
zvapupu. Something real has happened to me.
Kuti chime chinhu chemazviro kwazvo chaitika kwandiri.
My going into the water is testifying that something has happened.
Kunyudzwa kwangu mumvura kupupura kwamuri kuti pane chakaitika.
My life is no longer the same.
Upenyu hwangu hwashanduka.
I'm now a new creation.
Ndachisikwa chitsva.
I'm now a brand new man. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So these ordinances,
saka zvirango izvi,
as they were laid down,
pazvakagadzwa,
just like Israel,
say Israel,
was given ordinances by God.
Vakapiwa zvirango zvaona Mwari.
Eventually, they lost the sincerity that is supposed to go with the sacrifice in that way is supposed to do.
Vakazosiya kuperera kwaifana kufambirana nezvirango izvi.
Let me just read what the prophet says, paragraph 28.
Ndikandiverenge zvotaura nemuprofita paragraph 28.
He says, when we take this communion,
patinotora chirairo,
it isn't just the thing, say, I am coming up here and I'm going to eat some bread.
Haisinyaya kungoti ndichaenda mberi uko ndongonodya chingwa.
I believe I'm a Christian.
Ndinotenda ndiri muKristu.
But if you notice, the Bible said, ye that eateth and drinketh unworthily shall be guilty of the blood and of the body of the Lord.
Asi mukataisa mubhaibheri zvinonzi uyu anotora hazvisina kufanira achava nemhosva yeropa nemutumbi waIshe.
See, you have got to live a life
unofanira kurarama upenyu
that before the people that and before God and the people that shows that you are sincere.
Pamberi pevanhu, pamberi pamwari nepamberi pevanhu kuratidza kuti wakaperera.
You have got to live the life.
Unofanira kunge uchirarama upenyu hwacho.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, just a moment, 29. Just a moment longer. Now in the Old Testament, when the sacrifice was made and a statute or an ordinance,
piriswa chipiriso sechirango kana sechitevedzwa.
And so is water baptism an ordinance?
Ndozi ngoriwo kubhabhatidzwa mvura.
So is feet washing an ordinance?
Ndozi ngoriwo kugezwa tsoka.
So is the Lord's Supper an ordinance?
Sezvingoriwo kudya chirairo chaIshe.
Blessed is he that does all his ordinance.
Akaropafadzwa uyu anozadzikisa zvirango zvake zvose.
Keeps all his statutes.
Anochengetedzwa
zvitevedzwa. All of his commandments.
Anotevedza murayiro yese.
That he might have the right to enter into the tree of life.
Kuti agove nekodzero yokupinda mumiti weupenyu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember, initially when they would come,
rangarirai kuti pazvaitanga kuuya,
initially when they would come,
pavaitanga kuuya,
or when they would do it,
kana pavaizviita,
when God gave it,
Mwari paakazvipa.
Hallelujah. Eventually,
pakupedzisira,
things started happening.
Zvinhu zvakatanga kuitika.
People started taking things casually.
Vanhu vakatanga kujairira zvinhu vakuzvirerutsa.
Hallelujah. Never let the things of God become common to you.
Haikona kutendera kuti zvinhu zvaMwari uzvijairire iwe.
Hallelujah. Today is Wednesday. Oh boy, we are going to church.
Nasi chitatu, oh, tirikuenda kuchechi.
Today is Friday. Oh, by the way, oh, there could be communion.
Oh, nasi Friday zviya pamwe pada kune chirairo.
And that is exactly what Israel did.
Ndo chaizvo zvakaitwa nevanhu vese.
Initially, we'd see someone.
Pakutanga taiona munhu.
He commits a sin.
Aita chivi chake.
He would take his sacrifice.
Aitora chipiriso chake.
Take it to the priest.
Oenda nacho kumuprisita.
Put his hands, confesses his sins.
Ochibata wesa maoko ake
orwaira zvii.
Ozviita chaizvo mukuperera
kwose. Hallelujah. And this little innocent animal would take his place.
Gwayana diki risina mhosva irotora nzvimbo yake.
And it would die in his state.
Robha rafa munzvimbo yake.
But as time went on,
asimuku famba kwenguva.
Time moving on.
Nguva ichifamba.
Hallelujah. People's attitudes began to change.
Maonero evanhu akatanga kushanduka.
You know? And the prophet says here,
Prophet apana vanoti,
maybe let me read from paragraph 32.
Ndikandiverenge pa paragraph 32.
Finally, over and over, it went again and over, it kept going on until finally it became a tradition.
Pakupedzisira zvakaramba zvichingoitika zvichidzokorwa zvichidzokorwa pakupedzisira ikazongovatsika.
The commandment of God became a tradition to the people.
Murayiro wamwari wakavatsika kuvana.
Ah, those are never. Ah, ndakuti kutongotora kana. Ah, ndakuti ngoenda hangu. Ah,
I'm just going. Ah, just thinking.
That is all.
I'm come back.
You are not thinking about it.
Hausikumbofunga pamusoro pazvo.
There's no sincerity about it.
Hamuna kuperera maitiro auri kuita
iwe. There's no reverence about it.
Hamuna kuyeresa pamaitiro auri kuita.
It's just one of those things. It became one of those things.
Zvakango zvimwewo zvinongoitwa nemunhu wese.
The moment, let me tell you, it becomes a tradition.
Panguva yazvinongova tsika.
It becomes idol worship.
Kunenge kwava kungonamata mufananidzo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the moment it becomes idol worship, it's sin.
Kana kwango vakunamata mufananidzo chatova chivi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is why you are supposed to put your heart to everything that you are supposed to be doing.
Ndochikonzero fana uchisa moyo wako pane zvese zvaunoita. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And yeah, he come down. Well, let's see this so and so today. Maybe I better go down. Yeah, I better offer a bullock. He went down. He went down. Well, Lord, here's my bullock.
What Zika got is share. Do you mumbe angwi?
See, there's no sincerity in it.
Amuna kuperera pazviri.
There's no understanding to it.
Ah, panga pasisina kumunzwisisa zvinhu izvi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In one place, the prophet says, we must know the reason why we are doing what we are doing. Why are you coming? What are you doing it for? Are you just coming because you are just supposed to come because you are here? Amen. Paragraph 69. Sorry, no, it's paragraph 36. Now we find out today that this great thing that we are fixing to do tonight is in commemoration of his death and his body that we believe that we eat daily. Amen.
Amen.
I believe we are eating. We are partaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are partaking of that unfailing body weight of the Son of Man. Just go through eating as our brother preached to us, taking the word of God. We believe it with all of our heart. See, we see it manifested. We see it given to us. We see it vindicated. We feel it in our lives. We have a heartfelt religion. We must come to this with a deep conscience of what we are doing. We are not just because it's an order.
Kwete kungoti ngati zviite nekuti takanzi tiite.
So all we need to do is
zvatinofanira kuita.
We must know what you are doing.
Tofanira kuziva zvatiri kuita.
Paragraph 40. You don't take the Lord's Supper by tradition.
Hautore chirayiro chashe setsika.
You take it because it's the love of God in your heart.
Unodya chirayiro nekuti rudo rwaMwari rwuri mumwoyo mako.
In keeping the commandments of God.
Mukuchengeta mirayiro yashe.
See, that's what you take it for.
Ndicho chikonzero chaunodyira chirayiro.
So if you don't take it in sincerity,
kana usingadye chirayiro mukuperera,
just it's a tradition.
Chingori yangova otsika.
Well, it's a Friday. It's the last Friday of the month. We've got communion. Okay, we'll be partaking.
Friday,
no.
Kwete.
That's not the way to approach it.
Aisiro nzira yatofanira kuzvita nayo.
Amen.
Amen.
We should do it with all sincerity.
Tinofanira kuzvita
nekuperera kose. And all reverence.
Nekuyeresa kose.
Amen. So, 41. If you don't take it in sincerity. Just it's a tradition. Well, our church observes communion once every Sunday. Or once every month, like we do here. Or twice a year. And you go up, say, well, it's my time.
And
then take the communion.
Why?
It's a stink to God.
See?
It's just a tradition. This is what I'm trying to break tonight. Brother, sister, as we approach this table tonight, let it not just be one of those things.
But
let's approach it with sincerity.
With
reverence, deepness of sincerity and reverence. Because in one place, God had given the children of Israel those ordinances. Because they approached it eventually, casually, you know, it became one of those, it became a tradition. And God said, I don't want those things. They stink in my nostrils. Amen.
Amen.
We don't want that to happen to us. But we just want to remind one another. Amen. Let's approach this with all sincerity. You 43? You are doing this because he said so. Because it's his order. Amen. Even the scripture says God's commandments are not grievous to his children. What
would a
communion I'm
not going to church today.
It's his order.
Kuraira kwavo mwari.
Then we want to come up with the deepness of sincerity.
Saka tinoda kuuya kuchirairo tine kuperera kwakadzama.
Knowing that by God's grace that we have been saved.
Tichiziva kuti nenyasha dzamwari takaponeswa.
And we love him and we feel his presence.
Uye tinomada mwari uye tinonzwa upo hwavo.
And we see it change our lives.
Uye tinoona chirairo chichishandura upenyu hwedu.
If you partake, hallelujah.
Amen.
The something you may not realize it, but it will, something must happen to your life.
Pane chinenge chichoitika kuupenyu hwako, ungatadze kuzvibata kana kuzviona, asi pane shanduko iri kuitika.
Just what the prophet says here.
Sezvo zvataurwa neprofita pano.
Amen. We see it change our lives.
Tinoona chirairo chichishandura upenyu hwedu.
If you approach it with deepness of sincerity,
kana ukachidya nekuperera kwakadzama,
with reverence,
nekuyeresa,
you know what you are doing. You are just not coming because mama is coming. You are not just coming because your husband is coming. Or your wife is coming. Or you are afraid that if I remain behind, what are people going to say? But you are conscious that you have lived the life and you are supposed to live the life. Because remember, somebody is watching you. And if you don't live the life, you become a stumbling block. Amen.
Amen.
We want the deepness of sincerity. Our
whole
being is changed. We are different people. We don't live like we used to. We don't think like we used to.
Takashandura mafungiro edu.
Amen.
Amen.
54. Speaking of the same thing here. Then we come to the Lord's table.
Zvino tinouya kuchirairo.
We must come in reverence.
Tinofana kuya nekuyeresa.
Love.
Nerudo.
And respect.
Nekuremekedza.
Look where we would have been.
Tarisa tingadai tiripi.
If it hadn't been for him.
Dai vakanga vasiri
vishe. Brother, sister.
Ama hanzadzi.
Can you imagine?
Imbozifunga.
Where would you have been?
Tingadai tiripi yezvino.
What would you have been doing? What would you have been drinking? What would you have been putting on? What would you have been watching? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Had he not come? My.
Amen.
I bless the Lord tonight. I'm saved by his grace. And I'm approaching his table tonight. With the deepness of sincerity. With reverence. And in humility. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My. See, look where it would have.
Tarisa ikuti, tingadai tiripi.
Ungadai uri pinhasi.
Where would we have been?
Ungadai uri chinhasi.
What would you have been today?
No wonder one singer saying, I owe it all to Jesus.
Ndosaka muimba akati zose ndinoti kuita kwashe.
Yes. Chandingavandiri.
What I could have been.
Amen. Ukanoti zose zvandiri.
What I am.
Chose chandinacho.
What I call mine.
Ndishe.
It's the Lord.
Kuita kwaMwari.
It's the doings of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I owe it all to him.
So
you must live a life. Amen. You must live that very life. Amen. Showing that you are ashamed to identify yourself. Paragraph 57.
Paragraph 57.
I'm just going to read the second part. Which says, showing you are ashamed to identify yourself as a Christian because of the life that you live. Then this is really the showdown. Communion is a showdown.
Chirairo mangange.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It all has to do with the life. Because remember, Jesus did not die in vain.
Rangarirai kuti Jesu haana kufira pasina.
In the Old Testament,
Mutestament ekare,
the animals when they died,
mukaidzi padzai uraiwa,
being a lower life,
ziri upenyu hwepasi
pedu. Hallelujah. Their life could not come upon the worshipper.
Upenyu hwemhuka hawaikwanisa kuya pamunamati.
But because Jesus Christ, he himself,
asine kuti Jesu Kristu iye pachake,
the Lamb of God who died without sin,
Bwayana ramwari rakafa risina chivi.
When he died,
paakafa,
his very life, it comes back on the worshipper.
Upenyu hwake chaiwo hunouya pamunamati.
So you are now testifying.
Saka iwe uri kupupura.
In remembrance.
Mukurangarira.
Hallelujah. Of his life and of his death and of his burial and of his resurrection.
Upenyu hwake nerufu rwake nekuvigwa kwake nekumuka kwake.
Amen.
Amen.
He died so that you could live.
Akafa kuti iwe ukwane kurarama.
And today we must show that you are living. And it's a showdown.
Uye mangange.
Then this is really the showdown. Then if you do it,
ndopane mangange apo ukazviita,
you have no life.
Usina upenyu.
If you do it unworthily,
ukauya ukatora usina kuzvinatsa,
you are guilty of the body of the Lord.
Une mhosva yemutumbi waIshe.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So tonight,
Saka Madekwanano,
it actually is a testimony.
Chitori chapupu kwa uri.
That you are a believer.
Kuti uri mutendi.
You are living the life.
Urukurarama upenyu.
As we come to a close,
tichisvika pakupedza,
I'm going to read this quotation again, paragraph 76.
Chaverenga chinokorwa ichi, paragraph
76. It says, when we take this,
patiri kudya chirairo ichi,
it shows to the church
zvirikuratidza kukereke,
that I believe every word of God.
Kuti ndinotenda shoko rese raMwari.
Who is he that is supposed to come here?
Ndiani anofanira kudya chirairo apa?
Hallelujah. It's to the believer.
Mutendi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is saying, I live by every word.
Ari kupupura kuti ndinorarama neshoko rese.
I believe every word.
Ndotenda shoko rese.
I believe that he is the bread of life that came from God out of heaven.
Ndotenda kuti ndiye chingwa cheupenyu chakabva kuna Mwari kudenga.
I believe every word that he says is the truth.
Ndotenda shoko rese raanotaura kuti ichokwadi.
And I live by it.
Uye ndinorarama naro.
To the best of my knowledge.
Mukukwanisa kwangu.
God being my judge.
Mwari vari mutongi wangu.
Therefore,
naizvozvo,
before my brothers,
pamberi pehama dzangu,
before my sisters,
pamberi pehanzvadzi dzangu,
I do not swear.
Handituke.
I do not curse.
Handituke.
I do not do these things.
Handiite zvinhu izvi.
I don't watch pornography.
Handione zvinyadzi.
Hallelujah. I don't say bad communication.
Anditaure mashoko akaipa.
I don't bad mouth other people.
Andiite makuwa.
Because I love the Lord.
Nekuti ndinoda Ishe.
And the Lord knows it.
Uye Mwari vanozviziva.
And bears me record.
Uye vanondipupurira.
Therefore, before you,
naizvozvo pamberi penyu,
I take the parcel of this bread.
Ndirikutora chikamu chemutumbi.
To know that I am not condemned with the world.
Kuratidza kuti handisi kupomerwa pamwe nenyika.
There you are.
Mazuonaka.
Then it's a blessing.
Chino chirairo chinova chiropafadzo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And remember,
rangarira,
I could give many testimonies on this.
Ndingagona kupaza pupu zvakawanda
pamusoro peizvi. Where I took that and explained it in a sick room.
Kuti ndakazviita izvi ndakazvitsanangura muimba yevanorwara.
And seen them healed.
Ndikavataurira muimba yevanorwara ndikavaona vachiporeswa.
Remember, when Israel taken the type of this,
Rangarai Israel payakatora mufananidzo wechirairo
ichi. They had journeyed 40 years in the wilderness.
Vakanga vafamba makore 40 vari murenje.
And their clothes never even wore out.
Hembe dzavo hatina kumbobvaruka.
And they come out without one feeble one, one among them.
Vakabuda vasina kana mumwewo anga aine hutera kana kurwara pakati.
With 2 million people as a type of this.
Vanhu 2 million vari mufananidzo wacho
chirairo ichi. What will the antitype do?
Ko mazirokazo acho angaiteiko?
If the body of the sacrificial animal did that for them,
kana mutumbiwe mhuka yaipiriswa wakadaro kuvana veIsraeri,
what would the body of Jesus Christ, Emmanuel, do for us?
Ko mutumbi wa Jesu Kristu, Emmanuel, ungatiitireiwo?
Let's just be reverent.
Ngatingo yeresai.
When we come,
patinouya.
Let us be just as reverent as we know how to come.
Remekedzei nezvose zvatinokwanisa kana tichiuya.
God bless you.
Mwari vakuropafadzei.
Let's stand on our feet.
Ngatisimukei netsoka dzedu.
Amen.
Amen.
I trust we love the Lord tonight.
Ndinovimba tinodaishe madekwana ano.
Amen. It's communion night.
Usiku wechirairo.
Every believer must partake of communion.
Mutendi wese anofanira kudya chirairo.
But if you don't live the life,
kana usiri kurarama upenyu,
don't you dare come.
Haikona kutombouya zvako.
Don't you dare come.
Haikona kutombofunga zvokuuya.
Because you partake, you'll be partaking for yourself damnation.
Nekuti unenge uchizvidyira iwe kurohwa.
And condemnation.
Nekupomerwa.
Amen.
Amen.
But I believe tonight.
Asindotenda madekwana ano.
Because we have come.
Nekuti tauya.
We have come because we believe.
Tauya nekuti sinotenda.
And we are going to partake tonight.
Uye tichadya chirairo.
Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer.
Ngati kutanise uso wedu tinamati.
Our dear gracious Heavenly Father, tonight, how we just want to thank you for your love, your mercies, and your grace to us. Father God, as we are approaching your table, even tonight, we know in ourselves we can never make ourselves worthy. But Lord God Almighty, we know, Lord God Almighty, the blood of Jesus Christ speaks in our stead tonight. Amen. And we are confessing our wrongs, Lord.
Amen.
We are confessing our sins under the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Knowing, Father God Almighty, not what we can do, knowing that a man in his best state is just vanity. But Lord God Almighty, when the blood of Jesus Christ washes us, we are whiter than snow. Heavenly Father, we are committing the rest of the service into your hands as we partake of these ordinances, Lord, that you said we should literally partake of them.
Amen.
We pray tonight, Father, may you guide us. May you help us. May you bless us. You, the sick ones, in our midst, Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
As the prophet says, this is going to change our lives. May there be a change in our lives tonight.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, strengthen thou us, O God, as it was typed for us, Lord Jesus Christ, when 2 million people went through 40 years, Lord, without any feeble one amongst them. Strengthen our feeble bodies, Lord. Heavenly Father, may we see your mighty hand move tonight. And do wonderfully and wondrously for us. We bless your holy name as we commit the rest of this service into your blessed hands. In Jesus' name, I want to pray and thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. We may take our seats. Amen.